Iowa families have been working for generations to feed ourselves and the world, and in so doing have turned the state into one of the leading spots in the world for agriculture production. More than 2 billion bushels of corn and almost half a billion bushels of soybeans came from Iowa last year. But now, generations of Iowa families are setting aside some of that rich farmland and letting it go back to nature.
Dad was raised on a farm, and Mom was raised in Pella, and it's fun for him to be involved in agriculture during his retirement, especially.
Yeah. He told me he always wanted, when he was a kid, he grew up on a farm like Dan said, but he always wanted kind of a big cattle ranch. Big grass. So he's kind of fulfilling his dream out there.
Yeah. That's brothers Mike and Dan DeCook. Their parents, Mark and Kay, own a farm near La Villa. In addition to a grass-fed beef operation, the DeCooks have been engaged with what they call rewilding on some 200 acres. Their efforts have brought back dozens of native species of flora and fauna. Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz applauds the work of the DeCooks and others interested in what Dan and Mike call undevelopment. She says setting aside those acres is healthy for the land and, by extension, us. The work can be profitable, but not in the traditional sense.
It's profitable, just not in the same type of profit we think of on a regular basis. Now, with our high-dollar commodities, environmentally profitable, yes, it is very much so. And we need to rework our earth a little bit. We need to let it give it a rest. It's been working pretty hard at things that maybe it wasn't ready to be. We've had to prepare it, and we consistently have to put so many different things on it just to have a good product, and it's time for a rest, mm-hmm. So there are opportunities there if people would be able to go that route.
The DeCooks operation embodies that spirit of using the land to make a living and make a difference.
Well, I think our folks taught us the importance of stewardship. We're only here for a short while, and we can do what we can while we're here and hopefully leave the earth a little better place than how we got it.
One thing that, our place out there, it's a working ranch. It's not a hobby farm. I mean, we're actually making our living from the place. Mm-hmm. And so we make we call it an ecological profit. And, some things we would never do. We'd never develop any land. I mean, that would be our number one thing. But we try to do things that are ecological and sustainable and environmental, and yet make a living from that.
Yeah, it's important, to take out horses and look at viewscapes that are wild and unencumbered by buildings. And so we've done a lot of undevelopment, which is kind of fun.
In an effort to bring even more awareness to these kinds of initiatives, the DeCooks have invited the public to view the release of two trumpeter swans to their wetlands. Trumpeter swans are the largest waterfowl in the country and prior to European settlement were a native species in this area. Habitat loss and overhunting nearly drove the birds to extinction by the 1930s. The state of Iowa, along with landowners like the DeCook family, have tried to turn that around.
There's been a great restoration project the state has accomplished since the early 90s. It's actually been since 1993. And the first wild nest occurred in 1998. So that's 5 whole years of lots of work with volunteers and committed people and the Wildlife Diversity Program, County Conservation Boards, you name it. People just all jumped in, to help the swans out. And the state of Iowa reached a major milestone in 98, 99, and 2000 when the first and second free-flying trumpeters nested in Iowa since 1883. So that's over 100 years, that we had to wait for that type of accomplishment. And it just took a little bit of effort.
She says the swans are but the latest in a long line of species reintroduction on the DeCook properties.
They have such diversity now. This is just kind of a cherry on top,
Sure.
And they will probably have wild trumpeters land on their wetlands anyway, as I think they have in the past. But as time goes on, people will begin to understand and learn more a little bit about the trumpeter swans, and that's one of our native species here besides the tundra. They have such an amazing diversity amongst all their land, not just the wetlands, their savannas and prairies, other ponds and stuff, just I'll tell you, it just really brings in the wildlife and the diversity. And, you know, it just provides them an indication that things are good there.
Yeah.
You know, what stays there, what breeds there, what nests there. You can just go down the line at the species that are utilizing the area.
Mark and Dan say they've been impressed with how much diversity they've seen since they've reintroduced some of the wetlands.
It's been fun to see the transformation. Obviously, you know, where appropriate, it's great to have corn and beans, but with the regular flooding, it was fun to see the diversity of wildlife and animals that returned. We got river otter now, and lots of waterfowl. And sometimes we go down there in the spring and fall, and you'll see just flocks of ducks that darken the sky. It's kind of fun, and pelicans, and just we actually did have one trumpeter swan. My brother Mike saw
one wild trumpeter swan last year that was bonded with a pair of Canadian geese.
Well, it's fun to think if you're just a hunter, or if I think a Native American would see that lamb, they'd see a diversity of food. It'd be like a smorgasbord, basically, with cattails and all the forbs and waterfowl that have come back.
The public is invited to witness the placement of the swans today at 4 o'clock at the Dakuk Wetlands, located south of Attica near the Hammond Covered Bridge area. For more information, contact the Marion County Conservation Board naturalist at 641-627-5935.